The defending champion Boston Red Sox return to Fenway Park today for their 2019 home opener. The team will also receive its World Series championship rings in a pregame ceremony before facing the Toronto Blue Jays. But the Red Sox haven't exactly looked like a championship team so far this year. They've won just 3 of their first 11 games, causing many to wonder if they're suffering from World Series hangover. Alex Beer covers his Sox for the Boston Globe and joins us now to talk about the state of the team. Hi, Alex. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So the Sox had a rough opening road trip, playing all their first 11 games out on the West Coast. How much did that fact play into their struggles?
I don't think it helped. It is difficult to travel across the country. Increasingly, sports are fascinated by this question of the degree to which performance is degraded by virtue of travel. People are spending millions of dollars studying this question, and the conclusion is that it certainly does. But over the course of the 11 games, I think that you can't exactly pin the entirety of their struggles on that. They were out there enough for their time zones to adjust. They just weren't very sharp over the course of that trip.
They did manage a hard-fought win to avoid a series sweep against the Arizona Diamondbacks the other day. Do you think that restored a little confidence heading into the home opener?
I do think that it probably lightened the atmosphere a little bit. It's a hard thing to lose a ton of games, especially if they were to lose their final 4 of that trip and then have to travel, 2,300 miles across the country from Phoenix back to Boston. So it probably introduced a little bit of levity around the team, which they can use as perhaps a springboard into not just today's game, but also the ceremony to celebrate the fact that they were the best team in baseball last year.
Since you mentioned a little bit of atmosphere, how has the clubhouse been? Are the players down? Are they neutral? Are they up?
There's kind of a grim realism that set in at a certain point in the season that this is a very different season, and it's not just going to be the kind of wire-to-wire coast that they enjoyed last year. But I don't think that they're discouraged. Baseball players tend to understand that the season has ups and downs in roughly 10-game stretches that just happen, and that they have plenty of time in order to right the proverbial ship.
Well, let's talk about what might be behind some of this. The starting pitching has really been a mess so far this year. The team's ace, Chris Sale, has especially struggled. What's going on with this unit right now?
It's a great point. They simply aren't commanding their pitches as well as they typically do. This is a group that's very well compensated, and it's got a number of top tier names, whether Chris Sale or David Price or Rick Porcello. Those are 3 guys who have in the past either won Cy Young Awards or come very close to it. And part of the reason why they do is because they're able to pinpoint their pitches exactly where they want them to go. The Red Sox had a somewhat deliberate buildup to the start of the season this year in spring training in deference to the fact that they played that extra month of the season last year on the way to winning the World Series. And so, frankly, there's still a physical progression that needs to happen for their pitchers for them to perform at their peak levels. They're not there yet, but the Red Sox believe that they're building towards that.
On the field, beyond the mound, a few Red Sox players have made uncharacteristic mistakes early in the season, getting thrown out, trying to take an extra base, or failing to catch balls in the outfield that are usually sure routes. You think the players might be overthinking things?
I'm not sure if it's overthinking. That might be one where the kind of physiology of the travel demands is getting to people, and perhaps their focus just isn't as sharp. Or maybe these are just kind of random events that happen over the course of the baseball season, but tend to be magnified by losses.
All right, let's look ahead then at the first 6 games at Fenway Park. Toronto this afternoon, then a day off, then Toronto again on Thursday, and then 4 straight with the Orioles. How important is it for the Red Sox to right this ship over the next 6 games?
Well, I think they've diminished their margin for error, unquestionably. It's rarely possible to assure yourself of anything with a strong April performance, although the Red Sox came as close as you can last year by winning 17 of their first 19 games. But it certainly is possible to put yourself in a deep hole that can be very difficult to escape.
All right, let's see what happens. Alex Beer, Red Sox beat reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Game time this afternoon at Fenway, 2:05.